This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for February 2019. How did classical music play a part of Dr. René Laennec's life as a French physician, researcher, teacher, and musician? And what musical instrument did he play? René Laennec was born on February 17, 1781 in Quimper, France. His mother died of tuberculosis when he was 5 years old, and he was sent with his brother Michaud to be raised by his uncle, Dr. Guillaume Laennec, a gifted medical doctor. They lived during the French Revolution. René suffered from raised body temperature and fever and asthma as a child. He began to learn to play the flute. He also studied physics, chemistry, Latin, Greek, and dancing. With his uncle's encouragement, at the age of 14, René began medical studies. Quote, he spent several years treating those wounded during the French Civil War, then walked to Paris to attend medical school at Charity Hospital. At Charity Hospital, Laennec worked with, quote, renowned teacher Jean-Nicolas Corsivar, who focused on observing diagnostic signs and discovering their relationship to disease. Laennec published scientific papers at the age of 21 and was a dedicated physician. The French government honored Dr. Laennec with first prize in medicine and sole prize in surgery. He taught classes on pathology in which he first defined the small lump signified the existence of tuberculosis. Dr. René Laennec said in 1816, I was consulted by a young woman laboring under general symptoms of a diseased heart, and in whose case the application of the ear to the chest being rendered inadmissible by the age and sex of the patient. I recalled a well-known acoustic phenomenon. If you place your ear against one end of a wood beam, the scratch of a pin at the other end is distinctly audible. I tightly rolled a sheet of paper, one of which I placed over the chest and my ear to the other. I was surprised and elated to be able to hear the beating of her heart with greater clearness than I ever had with the direct application of my ear. I immediately saw that this might become an indispensable method for studying, not only of the beating of the heart, but all movements able producing sound in the chest cavity. Dr. Laennec tested different materials for 3 years to perfect his stethoscope. He decided upon a hollow tube of wood 3.5 centimeters in diameter and 25 centimeters long. His instrument was fitted with a plug when used to listen to the heart and to make it portable. It was made in parts that could be dissembled. Laennec investigated the sounds made by the heart and lungs with his invention and found that his diagnoses were supported by observations made in autopsies. In 1819, Dr. Laennec published his treatise on medical osculation. He was 38 years old. Osculation is listening to a patient's lungs, heart, and intestines to evaluate the sounds through Dr. Laennec's stethoscope. Dr. René Laennec was committed to listening carefully to his patients and observing and recognizing pneumonia, skin tumors, lesions, and liver disease. In 1821, he became professor of medicine, royal lecturer at the College of France. He then worked at Charity Hospital, which he made into a Paris hub of medical study, as hundreds of international students gathered at the charity in order to attend lectures, work with him in the autopsy room, and make hospital rounds. Dr. René Laennec was a French physician, inventor of the stethoscope, researcher, teacher, lifelong musician, and husband. He was dedicated to saving the lives of his patients and training doctors to continue his work. Dr. Laennec died on August 13, 1826, at the age of 45, from tuberculosis.